Tainis, Perigimel, Mishnah Vov. Maisa Shiyodus Kenim Yushalayim Leoreim. Kenim, the Chachomim that were sitting in the Lishkas Hagozes in the Sanhedrin Yushalayim, they went to their places. You find the Moshe, Chachom sat the Lishkas Hagozes, even in the times that ended the Tkuf of the Beis HaMikdosh, and the place where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was in Beor Chayil. The place where Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanis was, where they had a yeshiva together with Rabbi Shua and Lut, and Rabbi Tarfin, and Rabbi Kiva, they were the Chachmei Yisrael, and Vafil Ahochi, that Yerushalayim wasn't necessarily where they all lived. They came to Yerushalayim together at Givisa times to sit together as a Sanhedrin and Hagodl. But they spread out to their places. The Gozru Tainis al Shenire Kimloi Pi Tanur Shidofoin Ba'ashkeloin. There was a slight simen of this type of wind that could destroy, that could literally destroy fields upon fields. There was a slight hint of it, and that was enough. The reason why the Mishnah says how much it was to make a very basic point. It was very little effect. Kimloi pitanu means it was one oven, the mouth of an oven's worth. But as soon as they saw a mashu of a symptom, Shidofin spreads very quickly. And it was in Ashkelon. Ashkelon is quite far from Yerushalayim. Void goes with tainus al shochu zeivim shnei tinoikos be'ever hayarden. Zeivim don't normally attack children, like we said before. It's something in the world they call derech hateva ecologically happened, but it's a simon of midas adin. And it was be'ever hayarden. It was far away. Vafil hoke there were goes with tainus. Rabbi Yosiyim aloy al shochlu el al sheniru. It wasn't even that they actually, Rahman Son found victims. They were seen at a time in a place where it was unnatural. That means something is going on. The animals are coming out of their natural ways, in which the obviously the Midas Adin, people can't be protected. That itself was enough to be guys' time. It's a Kiddush. Mishnah Zayin. Al Elu Masuyin B'Shabbos. Here we're talking about Mamish something. Normally the regular Tanais were not on Shabbos. Not only that, but even Thursday, there were Mekel and certain dinim of the Tainis when they Kveida Shabbos. The stores have to be open, we learned earlier. These are reasons to be Masuya a Tainis on Shabbos itself. Al Irshi Kifur Goyim Nohor. The Pashtus, what it means is to be Goyim a Tainis. The Masuriyin, Miloshin Trua, is not really so. Here we're talking about Tvila, we're not talking about blowing. Blowing on Shabbos is an Issa Tekeh, is an Issa Shir, Midrabon, which is why, let's say, even on Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to blow Shofar except if it's B'mocha Mitzvah, Neitzerich Mitzvah. So they don't blow Shofar, but they daven. Daven at Tfilah Tzibur, and even where the problem is acute, they fast also. Ir Shikivu Goyim Einor means the town is surrounded by Goyim, or the city is being threatened by being overflooded by a Nohor, Val Svina Amiterefes Bayom, or on a boat that's Nitraf Bayom, a boat that everybody knows from the town that's about to go down. Obviously, you could see it. You're in the town. How do you know what's doing out in the ocean? There's some type of communication. Rabbi Yosi Oima Le'ezra V'loy Litzaoka. The Mutter Lahasriya over here is in order to alert people, in order to know that they have to help. They have to be on guard where the city's under siege, or to get ready for rescue efforts when there's a river that's about to flood the city, or the boat. What's up, Shab? Why doesn't he hold Litzaka? He says, we can't be so sure, the Mepharshim explained, of our Koyach HaTfilah that we could violate the spirit of Shabbos by davening public Tfilas ala Tzoris. We know you're on Shabbos even by Mishabech HaChayla, we say it's Shabbos even Lizagufu Kreim Alavoy. We're not Tzoyik on Shabbos. Not even so poshut if you have a Rachman Tzonei, we have an Adam Godel that's very not well, so they keep on davening Shabbos, even that's not so poshut. To daven Tfilas of Tzoris on Shabbos is really a violation of Shabbos. So Rabbi Yehi says you can't do it. Now there's a point here to make. Some of Farshim hold that these tzoros, what we're talking about is davening. Rabbi Yossi says, Le'ezra v'loy le'tzok, we don't even daven. Only Le'ezra, we only call people out, b'kuch nefashis, to be available. Not le'tzok, but the Tanakhama holds that we daven. It's not so clear that this should go together with a tainis. The pashta of the Mishnah is that you'd be goyzer it, like every yom tefillah of a tzor goes together with a tainis. You'd make a tainis also. Some of the Rishonim hold not that way. Tesiyanta brings the sheetis. It's brought both sheets are brought in Archaim in Beis Yosef and Tovkufayim Vov. The Ran adds an interesting knech. He says that these specific tzoros, a siege, if you were to be goyzer tainis, then you would have to keep on fasting. The siege level marshal lasts a few months until they break the siege. You would have to fast for a few months straight. You can't do that. So they don't set up tanaisim. They daven and they daven and they daven and they daven, but they don't be, they're not goyzer tanaisim. Tanaisim will stay at sheni chamishi v'sheni. And they'll keep on fasting Monday and Thursday, like Bahab, for weeks on end. But they will not be goyzer tainis beretzifus. Yoimei tvilo, that they'll be goyzer betachlus v'arichus, as long as the tzara lasts. Shimnate moni yoimer, afala dever v'lohoidu lechachomim. He's mechadish, that even devers, b'chal, these tzores, that you have to daven even on Shabbos. V'lohoidu lechachom, they weren't mekabel, and this doesn't have a din on Shabbos also. Then we'll notice that I said Shimon HaTemoni. There's really a machlokes. The Rav says Shimon HaTimni, Mitimnas Oye. Was there a place called Timnas? Timnas is where Goliath conflicted with the Plishtim. It's in Eretz Plishtim, the south of Eretz Yisrael. Maybe near Ashdod. The pronunciation of that would be Timni. Others Taina, Achronim Taina, that Shimon HaTemoni. The first pshat is Rashi and Beitza. Achronim Taina is Shimon HaTemoni. They use from Taimon, which means the south of Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't mean from Taimon proper, from Yemen. It means the south of Eretz Yisrael. The south of Eretz Yisrael very often is called Taimon. Taimon is the name of the south. The last posuk that we say in Shoifrois on Rosh Hashanah refers to Taimon. It means from the south. It doesn't mean from Yemen.